to 3HL.
Powered by Ryan Kelly and thehomeloanexpert.com.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
So, what up, Dazzle? Happy Friday, Brent Doherty with you. Don Davenport.
Hello.
That's bunk. That is
bunk.
Guess what? Guess what? We're both wearing pink.
Yes, we are. Different shades of pink, but well done. You got that baby, like, pretty little light pink on. I got that fuchsia hard pink on.
Fuchsia.
Hey, real men wear pink.
Okay. But evidently, I have like little baby pink, and you've got real hard fuchsia pink with fists in the air.
Little baby pink.
Slay is in all black. No.
Oh.
Oh. And here he is, the Honorable Ron Slay.
You're like an old man.
Babsy, commit his tooth.
This is like your new intro. You don't get your old intro. You got arthritis.
Announcement was made at the beginning of the show. Ron Slay
this
telling
like
all of Nashville
intro.
And Middle Tennessee.
Oh, boy.
Is that you in a cane?
Yep.
You can see Don doing this on Zone TV, Twitter, Facebook Live, YouTube, and Twitch.
Twitch, please.
Twitch, please.
Ron Slay made the announcement.
Mom's got jokes.
Hey, they can't keep me down.
What is wrong with y'all?
But he's got arthritis in his left hip.
You can't be like raising the roof and ain't got no car, ain't got no roof when your hips have arthritis.
Dude, Slay's car ain't going to have a roof when he's in the home.
No, that's true.
What? Mm-hmm. Y'all are out of control. Babs, was this your plan?
No, it was Honk.
Yeah, this is actually what I've been working on for like the last hour. It's the reason why I haven't been paying attention to you guys.
In full transparency, listen, like we like to do on this show.
Dawn went in there while you were doing a live endorsement to go figure out why our producer was not producing the show today.
Yeah. Basically, I went to complain to Hunk about him
about
not
Hunk.
Being present.
And that's what
and
we
And he
came
was like,
back
I was
with.
Doing this. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
I've been multitasking for like the last hour trying to put this all together. So.
I kind of want to hear it again.
So I'm gonna have to put out another one of my dunking videos just to let everybody know. Well, all right.
Has anyone ever dunked with arthritis?
Heck yeah. This little stuff don't stop nobody.
And here he is. The Honorable Ron Slay.
What was that like? Who was that like? Why would we want me to break something? That's like, see, this is something I don't understand. Like, with athletes, man. Like, I get on Jay Martin in the morning about this, but I always talking about people being hurt, like
injuries.
You don't do that with
you don't
athletes
put it out
ever,
there.
Ever,
right?
Ever. Like, that's
you don't put one. You don't speak that into the world.
No. You don't do it.
Well, you'd be glad to know that the ghost, the 3HL ghost, is haunting Hunk.
Will not leave me alone.
Big time today.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it?
All right. So what else?
That's like Small World music in the background, too. It's a
dude,
Small World.
That is a freaky ride at
I love
Disney,
that
man.
That's the only place in there with air conditioning.
There's no way whoever thought of that. Small World After All ride and song and all the people in there and all that stuff was sober when they came up with that idea. I don't know what they were on, but they were on something.
He was on something.
I mean, just go and tell me I'm wrong.
That AC be blowing. I love it. Like that's always a midway point for us when we go there. So
it's cold in this room right now.
Kentucky, it's cold up there.
It is Trash Talk Friday.
And I got some.
And we've talked a lot about the Titans. We'll continue to talk about the Titans. But John Calipari.
Yeah.
Came out. Was that yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday.
I think it was yesterday when
I saw the article. Yep. Article on The Athletic. Who wrote this article? Let's go.
Kyle Tucker.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a big Kentucky.
Okay.
He's been a Kentucky beat writer forever.
Well, you know what? I guess enough wasn't enough. You know, it needed to be reiterated just what the state of Kentucky is. And the great John Calipari, who went and did a great job at UMass, did a great job at Memphis. All of these places are missed allegations.
Yeah, I was going to say, some say he cheated at both places.
Hey, I ain't pointing no fingers. All I'm saying is, now we're in Kentucky, and he's sick and tired of it. Mark Stoops, you getting a little too much credit, Mr. U. You think you turning the program around? You got 10 win seasons. You got a guy supposed to be taking number one in football as a quarterback? Nah, let me put a rest of all that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking on behalf of John Calipari. And he would like you to know that the University of Kentucky needs an athletic facility for basketball only, a practice facility. Not only does University of Kentucky deserve this, and these young men that are putting their blood and sweat and tears into the university, but the state, he said the state deserves this. So guess what? Everybody should be behind this. Our administration, look at our baseball facility. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
Might be the nicest in the country, and I'm happy about that. Our football facility, we spent $200 million. Soccer, unbelievable. Now the track, I love it. And now I would say the administration should be like, we're doing this. How about the state? If this is the University for Kentucky, he changed the name in case you didn't know. It's not University of Kentucky anymore. If this is for the University for Kentucky and it's the basketball program for the state, which it is, how about the state says, we're in. We're going to invest. I'll tell you right now. And then he went on. But, oh, that's cool and dandy. You just claim the state as being all Kentucky.
What does Louisville think about this?
I bet they poop on this. So, anyway, the thing is, the reason is, Babsy, because I know you're wondering, this is a basketball school. This is what...
That's what he said.
The great John Calipari said, in quotations, and the reason is, this is a basketball school. It's always been that. Caring about them 10 wins on the Will Levis.
He didn't say that.
Well, he didn't say that part, but... And the reason is, this is a basketball school.
He might as well have, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he really might as well.
And he did say this. Alabama's a football school, and so is Georgia. I mean, they are. No disrespect to our football team.
Oh.
I hope they win 10 games and go to bowls. Whatever they do at bowls, go to them. And at the end of the day, that makes my job easier. It makes the job of all of us easier. Let me tell you this, Coach Kyle. Hey, my brother, if any time you come across the point in your life where you got to put others down to lift you up, cut it. Stop it. Not a good thing to do. Promise you. You just cut down Coach Stoops, who replied everyone and said...
Quote tweeted the quote from Kyle Tucker.
Yeah. Basketball school, ? I thought we competed in the SEC. 4 straight postseason wins. Mark, I feel you. Listen.
He ain't wrong.
He ain't wrong at all. I'm just saying, the last couple years, you've been ready to miss the tournament. You've been out in the first round of the SEC tournament. You
Who'd
still
you
get
lose
the same.
Last year?
I don't think we need to bring that up. But, you know, I'm just saying, it's a school where you don't have the right to say that state is the university. What did he say? University of? No.
For.
University for Kentucky. You don't have that right because the guy that was getting you those guys is right down the street at Go Cards with the L's in the air, and he is knocking on the door.
Didn't he say something about we need our – yes, that's right. Didn't he say something about we need a facility where elephants don't pee?
Yeah. He also
something like that.
Oh, yeah. That was when he was rebuilding the locker room.
Why is this guy the way he is?
I have no earthly
idea.
Because
here's the thing. They probably do deserve like a basketball-only facility. But why go about it as
this way?
A-hole.
That's all I'm saying. Like, yes, you do.
Like,
yes, you can get the money to do it.
Your facility without bringing down your teammates. Because at the end of the day, don't you want your entire athletic department to eat?
Come on, man.
He don't care about that.
I know he doesn't care, but yeah. I think it's crappy.
Don't you think it's easy to recruit in the fall, bring them to a football game?
Can I just point out, Kentucky is actually a volleyball school because that's the last team that won a national championship.
Boom. And then when you start talking about basketball, the last team in the state of Kentucky to win a championship was the University of Louisville. Excuse me, Cal. Be cool. That's all I'm trying to tell you to do, man. Come on, Stoops. Bring them that fire. Stoops, bring them that fire. Let's tear this school down. Let's come on. Kentucky on Kentucky. Who wins?
Kentucky on know. Kentucky
that's,
crime?
That's what's going on. Stoops, I'm cheering for you. And I'll never do this in my life. But when y'all battling each other, I'm riding with Stoops. Come on, man.
Laura says he thinks he's better than everyone else.
Let's stop
it. And that
that's
is true. Really how it came off.
Out of
that's
here,
really
man.
How it came off. And it's a terrible look.
Yeah.
It's a terrible look.
Could have said that any other way, man. You didn't have to bring.
You don't have to say it that way.
Well, I hope they go win 10 wins and playing whatever those little bowls are. They got what?
Because you know what Cal's thinking. But hey, win 10 games for like 50 years. And then we'll talk.
Hey, boy, he's something else.
Which is fine, but come on, dude.
615-737-1045. We've got one line open if you want in. We will go to the phones. No more guests today. We'll go to the phones when we come back. 615-737-1045. Slay?
Louisville. Sally, I see you. Louisville banner did get snatched. You think I don't think them boys won that championship?
I saw them win it.
I don't care nothing about them
literally,
snatching.
I was there when they won it. I saw it.
They just wanted to crucify him. And that guy that they crucified, he got more championships at that state school than he does. So
he's still hated, too.
Still hated. So now, book it.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
HL 104.5, The Zone. I freaking love this song. Oh, do I listen to the after party or Tupac going home?
Ooh, that's a tough call. I mean, I'm not
Friday.
Putting us up with Tupac or anything, but you can listen.
You might want to cut this off.
I got the edited version, but I was a little nervous myself.
Yeah, yep,
brother wanted to pass out. I can dig you, and I can even lie about it. Maybe just alleviate them clothes.
Yep.
Hey,
well, you tell me to mute
of,
it, then you start to say it.
Yeah, you
help
do.
Myself.
Hey, speaking of, can I give away Michael Bublé tickets I right mean, now?
speaking of alleviating your clothes.
Alleviating clothes. Yeah. Hey, guys, if you're listening, this is the time to go ahead and call because Michael Bublé, every female loves a Michael Bublé concert, I promise. Babs yep. Prize Closet. Here it is, thanks to Artisan Custom Closets. Say goodbye to clutter with Artisan Custom Closets. Go to artisancustomclosets.com. Your free in-home consultation today. Caller 5 now. Your chance to win a pair of tickets. Michael Bublé, Tuesday, August 16th, 615-737-1045. Good luck.
I love it. 3HL Happy Hour Reset presented by Kickstand Cocktails. Real spirits, crushable spice. Try some today. We're just knocking them all out.
Yes, we are.
What else do we need to do? All lines are loaded.
Well, we got, guess
well,
what?
Yeah, and half of them are calling for tickets now.
No. Jake and Brentwood.
And guess what?
Kenny the mailman.
We can,
Ryan and Mount Juliet.
All right.
Cousin Joey.
All right.
In no particular order. I'm serious. I'm just going to punch buttons.
Well, hold on.
I don't know who's going
to
come up.
Well, let's let them call their shot. How about that? Brought to you by Red Dog Wine and Spirits. Getting some practice runs. Yep. On some new spirits for your tailgate. With that tasting bar always open, man, you got to hit them up. Go on and slide on over there to Red Dog Wine and Spirits. You know what it is.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes.
It's your show?
It is your show.
Some guys play with the twos and the threes in these preseason games and don't look like they belong.
Mm-hmm.
99 did not look like he belonged out there with those guys.
As in he's better?
Yes. Rashad Weaver is that guy on this team. Pressure early on a third down led to an incomplete pass and then a punt. A TFL on an end around where he stayed at home. The play initially was running away from him, but then it came back to him and he was there. Yep. Fought off a block, made the tackle for a TFL. Another rush off the left edge caused Huntley to step up and run, and then he injured one of his players because he went diving into the quarterback.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's your show.
It's your show.
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something else. When you talk about mentality is always different when you got guys out there that are used to it. Another guy that didn't belong, Ola Adeni. He was a guy that didn't belong. Naquan Jones is another guy you can tell has been there. Like, it's a couple of guys that get reps. You can tell, like, oh, okay, they just fine-tuning right now. You know what I'm saying? So imagine them out there with that. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. It's a couple of guys. Yeah, looks pretty good.
615-737-1045. Cousin Joey next up. Joey, what's up?
What's up, guys? So, Slay, man, good to hear you last night, my brother.
Man, no doubt. Appreciate it, bro.
Had a blast out there. But, man, my trash talk is for Cousin Danny. You wore that atrocious shirt, and I can't even see, and it hurt my eyes. So I'm throwing down the challenge. If the Titans beat the Bengals, then you burn that shirt. And if the Bengals beat the Titans, I will burn my favorite Titan hat.
Ooh, challenge! I like it.
So why we got to be burning things, man?
So Cousin Danny last night wore a shirt with Tannehill stats on it. And it said Titanic collapse.
No, he didn't.
It had his stats from the Bengals.
He did,
game.
And there's pictures about it, Don, out there.
Yeah, oh, actually, man. Yeah.
And like I said, I can't even see, and it hurt my eyes.
He's out there choosing violence.
I'm a good one,
man. Man, we're just going to light everything up, man.
Hey, man, this, it is what it is. You want it? Let's get it.
Kenny the Mailman next up on 3HL.
Hey!
Hello.
Dear friends, how are y'all doing?
What's up, Kenny?
I'm going to call my shot because I'm calling in for my dear friend Ray, Ron Slay. Ron, are you ready to fight King Arthur, or are you going to roll over and let him beat you?
Hey, baby, I'm standing 10 toes down, feet planted on the ground in a staggered stance. I'm fighting.
I love that because Don's right. You know, he has a huge advantage, but there's things you can do to really put this off. Stretching is now going to become your best friend. That pound in the pavement, it's not going to get it.
Okay.
Check in with the YMCA water therapy team.
Mm.
They are a dream. Can you swim?
Oh, man, what? Like a shark? I don't even come up for air.
Yeah, well, swimming is now going to become your best friend. Running in the water, they will work with you. I promise you, YMCA, they are as good at that as any private swimming institute or anything you can get with. Remember, every pound, you might be a little touchy.
Yeah.
But every pound you lose is a pound you don't have to carry.
Come on, man.
Say no more. Words to live by, Kenny.
Say no more. I like that.
Well, see, I'm fighting this too, and I'm beating the heck out of it.
Yeah, see, I'm
believe it or not.
I'm going to catch up with you.
I got one more for you. My wife and I both do acupuncture.
Oh.
Mm. My medical doctor says it doesn't work. I've had elite experts tell me it doesn't work. Something happens. It's not explainable. We look at each other and giggle. It's given my wife her wrist back. She didn't have to do carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm fighting rotator cuff. I can throw better than I'm not going to say that.
I know what you were going to say, Kenny.
Yeah. There are things you can do, and I just wanted to encourage you because we all need encouragers.
Most definitely.
And by the way, Don, I was supposed to call you. You did not have to be anxious for Ron's blood test.
Yeah, thank you.
Remember what you said? The day before, he told me he was going to stay up all night and study for it. So evidently, he did.
He was good.
Thank you, Kenny.
Aced it.
Can we do like a reality show of you in this swim class over at the Y?
Yeah, but guess what, man? To Kenny's point, man, remember I told y'all when I did the Happy Baby Yoga pose?
Yeah.
Remember I said, man, my it feels better now when I stretch like that.
Yeah, you did say that.
So
I also know now that it was New York City that got you.
I told you.
Yep, you knew it.
I told you.
You knew it.
I told you. Point right back to it.
I mean, we were just asking that guy that was trying to control the crowd with the bungee cord, and he didn't want to talk about it.
I just could have been prevented, man. You let me go pay the water bill in this place. They getting my water cut off.
Yeah. That's why we had to go back to the hotel, because no one would let anybody in their place of business because of COVID.
So it wouldn't.
Except the cigar bar. It was like COVID wasn't even around.
And Babsy was tucked away nicely in her bed sleep.
I was fast asleep. Y'all were wandering around. I was
well, we hit the whole town, man. So we put all the pictures out of all the landmarks. We
quickly hit them all.
But seriously, we went in this cigar bar, and at that time in New York, you had to show your vaccine. Like, you had to, like, upload it on an app and had to show it and all this stuff. We went in this cigar bar. It was like COVID didn't exist to that guy. Nobody had a mask on.
Everybody blowing smoke everywhere.
And we're like, really? We walked in, we're like,
in New York?
It was packed.
We were like, are we supposed to put a mask on?
He's like, hell no, dude.
You're
not wearing no mask.
I'm like, you're an outlaw.
So yeah, weird. Especially there.
Yeah,
it was wild. Like,
Brent's phone kept dropping his vax card off of the app.
Oh my gosh.
And so when we went to dinner or whatever, they were like, well, where is it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have it. You can't come in. I'm like, because you know, it stops it from spreading by having the vaccination.
Yeah,
that's
because
a different story.
Yeah, because when you eat, you don't have your mask on anyway. Right,
exactly.
Well, that was a hell of a trip. What was that, Army-Navy?
Army-Navy.
Philly this year, baby.
Are we back in Philly?
Philadelphia, born and raised. I got some reps up there, y'all.
Oh, you do?
Reading Terminal, man. That's where the Amish ladies make the donuts.
Oh, nice.
Oh, never had it.
Oh, they're so good.
I have breaking news for you guys.
What?
Marcus Mariota has just scored a touchdown for the Atlanta Falcons. It's his very first touchdown of the preseason.
Do-do-do-do.
Well, it's their first touchdown of the preseason, so there's that. Also, he is playing the Lions.
That was going to be my call, my shot. I was going to call the Lions to beat them. I got the Lions
7-7.
I know, so we can still.
It's still 0-0, basically. Yep. There you go.
I got the Lions beating them off the fact of Hard Knocks.
Is that your shot?
Yep. I like that. We'll get to see Marcus in Hard Knocks next week, you know,
because
it'll be the week prior. So we'll get to see this game and Dan Campbell and how he handles it.
Kneecap bite.
Every time you say Dan Campbell, I'm thinking you're saying Dan McCampbell, like you don't like him.
Dan McCampbell.
Dan Campbell.
See how it just flows off the tongue?
It does.
Jake and Brentwood, everything flows off his tongue. Here Jake, what's up?
Jake.
Hey, 3 Live Crew.
What up, Jake?
What's happening, my favorite three people in the world?
Man, at some point we got to get together and have a Colt 45 and some zigzag.
There we go. Okay.
I
thought about coming out of Heidi B's, but it's too close to the South District, so what the hell?
Kind of don't want to meet you.
Kind of like a mysterious.
What?
Like,
mysterious
I know that party. Sounds, I kind of, now hold on, Jake, because you're just such a positive, like, fried enigma that I don't need the reality.
That hurt. No, I ain't going with that, Jake.
A positive fried enigma? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that hurt.
That hurt.
Hey, Jake, are you going to the Williamson County Fair, or have you been?
I have been, yes.
Already this year? How was it?
No, I haven't been this year. I've been, though.
Oh.
Why?
I'm trying to find out a little more about you, Jake.
You want to meet?
How you doing?
I'm Jake.
How you doing? Let's go back to the South Precinct. That was really funny, actually, because over there by Charlotte, that's
oh, he said precinct.
Yeah, that's definitely true, but you got to learn when the shift changes are.
Yeah, it's at 2 o'clock. Anyway,
hey, man.
We have not got to my point. I want to tell the listeners how proud I am of Ron and him coming out and being open and letting this happen out in public. And
people that don't know what you're talking about are really wondering what you're talking about.
We love you, Slay.
I love you.
Okay. Ron's got arthritis. He ain't, you know, he's cool.
I'm glad you didn't say that. Yeah, just roll with it, Jake. Go ahead.
So, Ron, I don't care, my brother. I don't care if you're at Sunnyside or Happy Valley or Morningside. I don't care where you're at. I will come and pick you up, my man. We will roll in the car.
Thank you. I see. Oh, I knew I could depend on you to be the driver. That's why I gave you the keys, man.
I know.
I still don't like those analogies.
Car ain't got no roof!
There you go.
Bobby on Twitter says, car ain't got no hip.
No, the car don't need hips. Jake, you riding with me, Jake. You ain't supposed to laugh at that.
Slay's hips don't lie, yeah.
Yeah, hey, Slay, you know where I was earlier?
Where?
I was at the Granny White tennis courts. I was trying to find tennis balls because when you throw them balls up under the walker, they slide better.
So I don't have to pick it up. I can just slide it along.
Granny White tennis courts.
Boy, look at it. See?
Love you guys. Have a good one. I love you guys.
See you, Jake.
Have a good weekend, Jake.
See, listen,
Brentwood.
Man. Listen, I come on here and give y'all a serious matter. Y'all just turn this thing into a joke. Y'all see, y'all think it's a game. Y'all think life is a game.
Listen, there are two ways to go through life. One, crying and mad, or one, laughing and having a good time.
Hey, man, they out here trying to take me out the game.
They ain't taking you out the game. That's why we're laughing about it.
It's okay. That was a good spin. Way to spin it.
We know you're good.
Okay. Babs ain't sure.
We'll really find out on August 29th there in the golf tournament how good that hip is.
Ooh. Oh, now listen, now, trust and believe, man. They got to leave, man. I'm popping the leaves, smoking cigars, and
get lubed up.
Yeah, I'm out here still dunking, huh? You ain't like this, don't. Hey, man, one fish, two fish.
You just got to stretch more. We can do stretching in the break.
All right.
Do yoga. Do some yoga.
I really want to get into that, though.
Listen, Babs can't say anything because she got up out of that chair yesterday limping all behind me. I'm like, what's going on with you?
She got arthritis.
I hadn't gotten out of my chair in like an hour.
Doesn't that happen to everybody? Is that just a former?
See, I would have rolled with you, but since you joked on me, I'm.
I know it happens to you.
At 3HL 104.5, getting a lot done today. Julius Chestnut, 7 carries, 44 yards, 6.3 yards per carry. Did have the inexcusable fumble that led to the touchdown, but got some good work in. Bounced back nicely. Hassan Haskins, 6 for 19, but looked really good in the passing game.
Yep.
Caught a couple of balls out of the backfield. Racy McMath with the big 42-yard reception. Mm-hmm. Had the 30-yard kickoff return as well. A lot of positives in there. I will say this, like, preseason games are tough, and I love football, like, injected into my veins, all those things. I need a 12-step program. But watching it last night was great. Having to go through it again today and take notes.
That's
the tough part, especially preseason.
Like, I pushed pause, and I walked back in, and Kelly was like, "You okay?" I'm like, man. This is going rough. Back through this game. It's hard.
Yeah, it's rough.
Second time's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Second time was hard.
And see, that just lets you know, like, ooh, I ain't going to say none of these guys, but like what Mark Mariani said, man, like a lot of these guys not finna make the team. Like, mm-hmm, this is just an evaluation period just to see if someone pops off the screen. I mean, it's as simple as that.
Well, and it's a great opportunity to give reps and all that, that stuff. But I think reps are managed differently in preseason games when you have two in-week practice sessions with two different teams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, totally agree. Coming up. So I will point out, because I was going through when I went back through the game notes, something that stood out about Malik Willis was, because obviously it's a big conversation today, but I think he's really coachable, though.
Yeah.
Like, I know that there's been a lot of talk because of what Vrabel said and why he was pulled, because basically they were like, dude, go. Do you have that Vrabel sound, the Vrabel sound from today on Malik Willis when he was asked about it? Let me see if he has it.
He's on the great opportunities.
Oh,
these are great opportunities. We said that before we went down to Baltimore. We knew they were going to give us, you know, multiple looks and pressures. And there were, I mean, I think it was about as many as we, you know, saw on the sideline. And just there's a fine line between, you know, standing in there and climbing the pocket and, you know, using some of those drills that they're working every single day and being able to progress through. And then there's times where we're going to want them to go and be an athlete. And so, you know, there's some things we have to work on with our, certainly the timing and what he's seeing when those throws depend on it. And then there's other times that, you know, I thought he really made some nice plays down the field and kept his eyes down the field.
That's not the one I was talking about, but it's okay. It's okay. We'll get it later when we come back from break. But along those lines, though, watching Malik Willis with Todd Downing after his, I think it was his first series or something, and they showed them having a conversation, and you saw, like, you saw the coachable part of him, right? Mm-hmm. And then there was another moment where he, coming off the field, had grabbed Chig and was, like, going through. So you could tell that they were not on the same page about something, right. Okonkwo, and Malik was trying to explain to him something. So with all of the talk, too, on some of the issues and, you know, the lack of vision with Malik and all of that, you also saw, I also saw, like, signs of leadership and coachability in just the extra shots that you kind of see him on the sideline or see him coming off the field and having conversations with some of his players. Yep. So I thought that was a plus, though, even in that moment.
Yeah, more from Mike Vrabel when we come back. Also, more of your phone calls. 3HL rolling through the Friday edition on 104.5 The Zone. It's at 104.5 The Zone. Without further ado, let's go to Steve by the lake. Steve, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on, Steve?
Happy Friday, Steve.
Hey, happy Friday, Miss Dawn. Or Mrs. Dawn, I should say.
That's all right. We'll take either.
Okay. And Brent, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Steve. Thank you, man.
And my man, Ron Slay.
I'm in the building.
I'm in the building. And car ain't got no roof.
That's right, Steve.
It ain't got no shock either.
No, it don't. No, it does not, Steve.
I heard y'all talk about your hip, brother. I'm sorry about that, man. I just had to make a joke.
Oh, no, it's all good, man.
It ain't got no shock, man. You're going to have to get the shock replaced.
Yeah, it's all right. I'm going to steer clear of bumps. I'm going to be all right. How you doing today, Steve?
Well, I'm doing great, and I just wanted to call and check in with y'all. I hadn't been in there in a while. I called a couple of times, but
no, we had you the other day.
We came to you, but you were gone. We thought you fell in or something.
No. I had company come in, so I had to hang up.
Okay.
Because up
company can't be more important than us, though, Steve. Like,
well, I got campers up here, so up here at the lake, my buddies come in and bring their bass boats and get ready for tournaments and all this.
Okay. We got to come visit you up there, Steve.
It's pretty cool, man. You ought to come up, Slay. I'll take you bass fishing.
I like it.
I love
it. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to see it.
All right, Steve.
Have a good weekend, bro.
You guys have a great weekend.
You too, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
No doubt.
I love the people that just want to call in and just check on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's some good people, man.
Just say hello.
Let you know some good people still out there, man. Somewhere.
Might crack a joke over somebody's misery, but
he said he ain't got no shock.
Babs.
Sorry.
I mean,
she's just getting a kick out of this.
I think it's
relief that it's,
yeah, that's what
not
I was gonna say.
Not saying that it's not bad, but it's not worse.
I think this is
I thought
worse.
The worst. I thought your blood work came back bad and that, like, something was really, really not going to be good.
You see this specimen sitting across from you at 12 o'clock?
Guess what? Some diseases don't care.
You see this specimen?
No. Actually, no. I see some old guy with arthritis over
your eyes, Babs. Over your eyes. We need an eye doctor. This is an eye doctor up here. Stat.
Mickey Ryan needs an eye doctor.
Old rascal.
Remember that, Dawn? Boy, Babs was all over him. Babs going to the doctor.
He had never gone to the eye doctor.
Really?
And he kept having headaches, and he said he couldn't see.
I'm like, you have headaches. He couldn't even see the board up here. I'm like, you have headaches because you've never been to the eye doctor. You need glasses. And then he went, and guess what he got?
Glasses.
Glasses.
He did?
Yes, and I bet he doesn't even freaking wear them.
I didn't know that.
I've never seen Mickey wear glasses.
Mm-mm. How did you know that?
I think he told me.
Well, you know the entire medical community in Nashville. So.
It's true.
Maybe
his doctor probably called me. I've got them all on speed dial. Let me know if you need one of them.
615-737-1045. Ryan in Mount Juliet. Ryan, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're great.
Awesome. Slay, I've got one question to ask you real quick.
Talk to him.
Do you ever bang with... Justin Reed at Ole Miss when Jay, you were in Knoxville?
Hey, man, rest in peace, Jay Reed. You talking about my man? That's my man.
I didn't know he was gone.
Yeah, yeah. True dog, man. Yeah.
Well, Ron, I appreciate you saying that about him because he was an Ole Miss Rebel to the core.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, the reason I'm calling in today, guys, is I know that you guys have Todd Furman that calls in with bets.
Yeah.
But you've got 7 minutes to place the best bet of your life. And this is Yankees Red Sox first inning. You got Domingo Germán pitching for the Yankees. You got Nathan Eovaldi pitching for the Red Sox. If I give you the stats for DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, and Rizzo, the first three batters of the Yankees order, they have a lot of experience against Eovaldi. 357, 346, 500. The least of those are 12 at-bats.
Wow, yeah.
So, if you want to put that bet on the Yankees to win the first inning, I'm putting $1,000 on it to pay out at $2,600. Wanted to share that with you guys, Slay. I'm a huge fan, even though I went to Ole Miss. Repping Ole Miss all the way.
All day long.
National championship for a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. But anyways, needless to say, long-time listener, long-time follower, first-time caller. Appreciate you guys taking my call. Don, you have been... one of my crushes since I was like a little kid watching you on the news.
So. I don't know how to take that.
I love it. This just took a left turn.
I love it.
Like, I mean, I gotta throw it out there, right?
Right, yeah.
I can't leave you alone. Hey,
shoot.
That's right.
That's what this is. Shoot your shot. Red Dog Wine
Spirit. Hey, you hit that 26K, you call me tomorrow.
All right, it's on. Don, you put your number out on Twitter or whatever, I'll call you.
All right, bro.
Hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I didn't want to take up too much of y'all's time, but dead serious. If you look at the stats tonight, DJ LeMahieu, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, 357, 346, 500, and minimum 12 at-bats against Nathan Eovaldi, who's the next Yankee.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Good stuff, Ryan.
There you go.
What's up, guy, man?
Good stuff.
He's had a crush on you since he was a little kid.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me feel old. Apparently, I'm the one with arthritis.
I'll have your intro next week.
Old Miss Rebels, baby.
Would you like to live?
You better be careful.
Literally, Dawn said this during a break, and Travis, if you're listening, good luck. Everybody is killing me.
Everybody's messing with me.
Maybe I'm not being bitchy enough.
Oh, trust me. My heart went in my throat when she got walked in here earlier.
Oh, she said she had to go tell Hunk to do better.
Telling you, people are messing with me. I'm not being bitchy enough.
If that's not a shirt for Dawn to wear, I don't know what is. Slay, good luck with your condition.
Yep.
Stretch.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Go to the pool. Take those pool aerobics.
I will. I like the water.
Buck Rising doesn't know how to swim. Ooh. He'd be stuck. Buck.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, people. Love y'all.
See you Monday, baby.
Drink them if you got them.
See ya.
Keep your feet in the hands. Out. I need it.